there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today for the broadcast, and we hope you'll enjoy it as the choir begins the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. The truth of that song. Thank God for our Christian heritage, for godly men who have stood with God and His Word and have been faithful and endeavored to hand their faith down to us. But the Scripture says, Bible Clubbers, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Now we do know that that is true, but somehow we always think in generalities, and that this accounting is sometime, someday, way off in the future. But you know, if God were to say, "All right, Susie or Tom, put an ad in the paper and sell your things, straighten out your room, say goodbye to your friends, you're going to die next Monday." Whew, that would be a startling thought, wouldn't it? It's one thing to talk about God in an abstract, way-off way, and another thing to face the fact that you might see Him next Monday. It would shake us and make us prepare, wouldn't it? Well, God's timer is ticking, and our account time is set, you can be sure. So don't put off getting ready, boys and girls. The Scripture says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Another verse says, "Behold, today is a day of salvation. Harden not your heart." Oh, boys and girls, repent of your sins and trust Christ as your Savior today. There's nothing more important in the world than to be ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes or when He calls us home. And if we've trusted Christ, then you can walk quietly and joyfully with the Lord and have no fears when it's time to meet Him. And that's a blessed privilege and a blessed hope to look forward to seeing Him with no fears. You can know the same peace that the choir's going to sing about now.
Thank you.
king came to the throne over Israel after another, and each one seemed to be worse than the one before. Finally, Omri came, and he was a worst king beyond all that had been before him. And then after him came his son Ahab. And God's word says that he committed more sins and caused the people of Israel to do more sins than any king before him. And as if that wasn't enough, he even married Jezebel, who was a terribly wicked woman. And what Ahab couldn't think up wicked to do, Jezebel could. And they just had Israel in a terrible fix. And they worshiped Baal and set up false idols and false gods and false places of worship. And it was just terrible, and God said, "This can't go on. I have to call a halt." And so it was that he sent his own prophet, Elijah, to send word that there would not be any rain in Israel until Elijah said so. My, what a responsibility that put on Elijah, God's man. But he was faithful, and he wasn't afraid to stand even before the wicked king Ahab. Say, when he walked with God as close as he did, and talked with somebody as high and powerful as God Almighty in heaven, it was nothing for him to stand before an earthly king. And so Elijah faithfully delivered the message that God had sent. But you know, whenever the terrible famine came that was a result of the drought, when it didn't rain so long, pretty soon the crops dried up. Pretty soon there wasn't any more food. And pretty soon even Elijah looked like he was going to get caught in the famine too, because there wasn't going to be enough food for him either. But never you fear, when a man stands faithful and true to God, God will see his servant through. And so God sent word to Elijah. He said, "Elijah," he said, "go down by the brook Cherith, and you just stay there for a while, there before Jordan, and I'll send you your daily menu." And would you believe how God did it? Well, sir, every day God sent some ravens. Do you know what ravens are? Big, black, slick, shiny birds with a wide wingspread. And every day, here they came in the morning with bread and meat in their beaks for Elijah. And then evening time would come, and here came the ravens again with bread and meat for Elijah. Say, you talk about personalized service. I guess God's servant got it, didn't he? Delivered right to his feet every day. How wonderful. God protected his servant and supplied his need. And so he had this good meat and food every day, and he drank water from the brook of Cherith. And that rocked along pretty good for a while, till all of a sudden the brook dried up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know you can't get along very long without water, can you? This old body's just made so that you have to have a good supply every day. And now Elijah was sure enough in a fix. He didn't have anything to drink. Oh, was God's servant going to suffer and die even through this terrible famine? And then God's voice came to Elijah again. "Elijah," he said, "go down to Zarephath, and there's a lady down there, and I've commanded her to take care of you now through the rest of the famine." Well, I'll say, do you suppose there's a rich lady down there in Zarephath that has a big house, and maybe she's had her cellar full for weeks and months and hoarded up supplies, and she has lots of good things to eat? Well, that is just wonderful. Do you suppose that's the way it was? Well, I'll tell you. When Elijah got down there, sure enough, there was a lady out working outside the house, and Elijah said to her, "Pardon me, ma'am," said, "would you please fetch me a drink of water?" And so the lady was very polite, and she started off to get the water. "Oh, by the way, ma'am, while you're doing that, I wonder if you'd bring me a piece of bread when you come back, too." And she stopped dead in her tracks and looked at Elijah. I don't know. At first, you might have thought she'd have thought, well, of all the nerve. She looked at him, and she said, "Oh, sir, I don't have any bread." No bread? Did God make a mistake? Had he sent his servant to somebody that was starving to death, too?
But Elijah said, "Well, what were you going to do?" "Well," she said, "I don't have any bread. All I've got's this little bitty handful of meal." And she said, "I was hunting two sticks, and I was going to cook this little old patty of meal bread, and I was going to divide that between my son and myself, and then we were just going to wait till we died, because that's all the food in the house there is." And Elijah says, "Well, wait a minute," said, "you go ahead and do what you're going to do. Fix the bread just like you were going to fix it." But he said, "Bring me a piece first." Well, of all things, would you think of the nerve of that man? The woman's last little patty of bread she needed for her son herself, and Elijah has the nerve to ask for a piece first? But let me tell you something. When you give God's servant and God's work and give to God first out of whatever you have, you can watch for God to look out for you. So the woman did bring it, just as Elijah said. And do you know, God worked a mighty miracle. And from then on, the barrel of meal never ran out, and that woman and her boy and Elijah had all they needed to eat through all the famine. Oh, it wasn't steak and eggs and all fine and handy stuff all the time, but their needs were completely supplied. Say, you stand by God and put Him first in your giving, in your heart, in your time, in your talent, in every way, and God will stand by you. And now, God bless you until next week.
Into my heart, into my heart.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.